Hi, I'm Bill Pollack, and I'm the president of Optimation and Kingsbury Corporation.
All right, great. So, Bill, if you could just tell me the story of how you found Kingsbury.
It was almost exactly a year ago today. I got a call from a friend. I was out one evening for dinner, and he kept calling and calling, and finally I decided I should take the call. And he said, Bill, I found this great company in bankruptcy. You really should consider buying it. And so I went to New Hampshire to look at it, and it turns out Kingsbury is a 120-year-old company that in its heyday had been 1,300 employees and had been mismanaged into bankruptcy court. And we thought, wow, there's some potential opportunities there. So we decided we should pursue it and buy it.
All right, excellent. And now it was in New Hampshire, is that right?
Right, in Keene, New Hampshire. Not a lot of people actually have heard of Keene, New Hampshire, but it's not a very big place. It's like a total population of 25,000. But Kingsbury was at one point the largest employer and sort of a centerpiece to the community. And it was really sad to see this, what I would consider a great American icon, sort of diminished into dissolution. And so when we arrived, we were the only what we call strategic bidder. All the other bidders were liquidators. They just wanted to buy the machines and then sell them off for surplus. And then the brand name would go away and all the employment would go away and probably all these machines would be manufactured offshore someplace.
Okay. So now you took the machines and you brought how many truckloads up to Rochester?
110 tractor trailer loads of equipment. And we didn't bring everything with us. We sold some of it as surplus and scrap that we felt wasn't really useful to us. So... but again, if you consider the fact that we are now in production with a large backlog and from the time we actually purchased everything out of court till now, it's less than 6 months, it's pretty amazing.
It is. And you did mention when I was there that you have a substantial amount of backlog. So how much is that and what does that mean for the company getting off in Rochester?
Right. Right now we have purchase orders for 35,000 hours of work, which means that those projects have to be done by July, which basically means if you do the math, we need 35 machine operators and machine builders working full-time between now and July, which means we don't have enough people. And so we're hiring B-shift machine operators and B-shift machine assemblers right now to start ramping up our capabilities so we can make the schedule. And then, of course, we believe we'll get more work and so forth and so on. Because Kingsbury is an incredible name, unbelievable brand name with a great legacy. I mean, if you look at, they made machines for the last 50 years. We've sold over $1 million in spare parts for Kingsbury machines just in the 6 months since we moved it here. That's a lot of spare parts.
So, you mentioned that it was quite a process for you to sort of get this going. You know, you had to deal with the bankruptcy
right.
court and all that sort of thing. There's been a lot of talk recently about New York State not being very friendly for businesses.
Right.
And yet it seems that you have taken something and brought it sort of back to life almost. So what do you think is the business feeling up here?
Right. I mean, New York State is allegedly the second worst business-friendly state in the country. I mean, we all know those statistics. Above and beyond that, Rochester has an incredible number of very talented and trained people. They have a lot of technical universities where a lot of talent comes out. And of course, in the manufacturing area, Rochester and the region is got a lot of water, which is really useful for manufacturing, especially around food and food processes. And the cost of living is such that it doesn't drive wages up as high as it might some other places. And then above and beyond that, there's a lot of people who find this area attractive because of the skiing and the Finger Lakes and all the quality of life and the things that we have in Rochester. So Rochester's a really great place to live. And if you leverage that, it can be a really good place to run a business.